Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me. Jesus said to him in reply, Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. As we began our preparation for Christmas in the Advent season, and throughout the season of Christmas, we have been living in that moment of surreality, that moment of surreal presence of God, when everything that was promised in the past through the prophets and only could be hoped for in the future converged at the very moment of Christ's birth, that the Word had taken on flesh. And in that great awe and wonder, and a desire to reverence this Christ, this Lord, our God. So the Christmas season allows us to unpack all of those incredible mysteries that unfold in that moment of surreality, that moment of realizing the Word made flesh came to us as a child. Mary and Joseph and Jesus as the Holy Family, and Mary specifically as the Mother of God. Then last week we began our Epiphany, the unpacking of who is this Christ Jesus? Who is this one born in Bethlehem? Remember, I've said quite often over and over again how God has come to be like us so that we could become like him. He takes on flesh so that we could take on his divinity. So we have two epiphanies. The first one was last week when we unpacked the reality of God becoming like us. What is that relationship for us? And the gifts from the men from afar show us that the gold reminds us that he is the King of all kings, and the frankincense that he is the eternal high priest, and the myrrh that he came into the world to die so that we could live forever. But today, his baptism challenges us to see his divinity and to see what that relationship looks like for us and what our call is to follow him. When Jesus comes to John, you can only imagine how John felt when Jesus came to be baptized. John says, no, I don't think so. You know, you should be baptizing me. And what does Jesus say? Let it now for righteousness to be fulfilled. How beautiful that is, that Jesus is showing us that as he enters into the waters of baptism, he opens that gate to holiness, to righteousness. He makes the waters holy by entering them. And with the profound revelation that takes place after he leaves is our focus today. But the opening gate to that gift is what we get to celebrate today with Harris and Dennis, that Christ Jesus calls us to righteousness and holiness. And there it is, Jesus in his divinity as a second person of the Holy Trinity. The Father speaks, right? Same voice that spoke to brought about the waters, brought about the earth and all of the things into existence. And he says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And the Holy Spirit comes down upon Jesus to show that the love of the Father for Jesus is expressed and lived in the Holy Spirit. That Jesus would be led by the Spirit in order to bring us to the fullness of his love, to bring us to his divinity. So today, the baptism of the Lord is the gift of us understanding the relationship that Christ wants us to live in with him, the Father, and the Spirit. So when we think of the baptism of the Lord and we think of righteousness being our call through our own baptism, what does that look like? How can we see it in our own daily lives? Well, as you know, my father passed away 2 years ago yesterday. And when you have the opportunity to go through personal effects, you learn a lot. Now, granted, I'm the youngest, so everything was pretty well picked over by the time I got there. The only thing they left the priest was all the religious stuff, which I was glad that they did leave me. And what I found with my father's spiritual effects was something that I had come across many different times from his generation, a prayer book. And in the front of the prayer book, there was just simply a chart there, and it says, the journey of spiritual life to eternity. And it had seven lines, and it lists the seven sacraments. The baptism from which my father was baptized, April 25th, 1926. It showed his first confession, his first Holy Communion, his confirmation in eighth grade. And then July 4th, 1951, when he married my mother. And of course, the line for Holy Orders was blank. And so was the line for last rites. See, in those days, they didn't call it just the anointing of the sick. It was the sacraments that carried someone into eternal life. And I took my pencil and I wrote in January 10th, 2018, when I was privileged to share those gifts of the sacraments for the last time for my father. And to be a part of that continuation of his righteousness in Christ and through his church shows us really what our baptism is about. It's a spiritual journey towards eternal life. So when we celebrate the birth of Christ Jesus and the baptism of Jesus so close together, that's by no accident. The church recognizes that those two births are necessary. That's why we baptize infants. They come into the world so that they can come into the life of Christ and his church. And we bring that about as close as possible so that we realize what the journey is that of righteousness. So what should be our mission this week? As we celebrate the birth of Christ in this new year, trying to gain that vision, that 2020 vision and clear focus to follow the Lord. I think first and foremost, we have to be like my father, like my dad and everybody of that great generation, to realize what our baptism is about. It's the first step towards righteousness through the church and its sacraments to gain the only thing that matters, eternal life. And the second thing I think it is important for us to remember our own baptism. I've said this to you many times before. If you don't know the date of your own baptism, find it out. It's just as important as your birth date because it is the gateway to all the graces that flow forth as they will today for Harrison Dennis. And finally, when you come forward to receive Christ, both in all of his glory as the divine person of the Holy Trinity, and as the gift of his humanity given to us as food, ask for these things. Ask him for the gift of faith that is the Father's voice that brings about the recreation of our lives. Ask for the gift of hope, which is Christ Jesus himself, who came so that we could become like him. And finally, ask for the true gift of love, the love that is expressed through the works of the Holy Spirit, so that you may love more this week than you did last. And I promise I will do the same.